Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, want to talk to you today about sorcery. Wow, what a weird, wicked, evil topic, but it's something we have to cover. Sorcery, yeah. Hey, we just rolled into Florida as we're preaching the gospel, coming down here where the weather is good to do a bunch of outside events and preach the gospel all over the state. And we ran into a situation with a man in a parking lot. He was drug induced. He was passed out. Then he got up, was trying to hurt himself. Then he was out of control. He had wild, crazy eyes like I've never seen. We tried to hold him down to the ground until the police and the ambulance came. Turns out he was hopped up on meth, and the area we're in is a huge meth area. So sad. Got me thinking about sorcery and drugs. How demonic it is. You know, the Indians, the Egyptians, many pagans, many New Agers for years have been using drugs to try to reach into the supernatural spirit realm. We know that's true. So there's nothing new about drugs, but boy, are they more and more mainstream here in America, and I'll talk about that more in a bit. But what does God's word have to say about sorcery? Let's read a scripture verse. It's really only mentioned twice in the New Testament, Acts 8, verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Hear the word sorcery, magioyu. It means magic arts, right? It means magic arts in this case. The verse I really want to talk about is Revelation 9, 20 through 21. It says, "And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented of their murderers or of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." So here it's talking about in the last days, in the tribulation, sorcery. Here's an interesting thing. This is what I want to cover for this audio. That word sorcery in the Greek is pharmakia. Pharmakia. It means magic arts, like the other reference in Acts, but it means drugs and sorcery. Isn't that interesting? The Bible says in the last days, men will be doing drugs, magic arts, sorceries. Let's talk about this for a second. I was told once that America has 5% of the nation, of the world's population, and it uses 60% of the drugs, in this case, prescription drugs. America's a very drugged up country. All over the states in the last 5 years, pot, marijuana has been legalized, and more and more and more people are taking and using pot. Meth and coke are becoming cheaper. More and more teenagers, more and more housewives, more and more business people are all getting hooked on it. We're seeing that it's rampant everywhere. That word pharmakia is where we get the word pharmaceuticals, drugs. Isn't that interesting? The Word of God says in the last days, there'll be many people using drugs. In the last days. Are we in the last days? Oh, we're headed there. Are we in a time where people are using drugs a lot? Oh, absolutely. We see it all over. I find it very interesting. God's word is so true. Just another piece of the puzzle. Just like Mark of the Beast. It's just like scanning the forehead. It's just like controlling who will buy, sell, and trade in the future. All of this is coming to pass. Sorcery. Drugs. Trying to reach the supernatural world. Or come out of your flesh and just be dead and numb in your mind and rebel against God. Just talked about that today in a video. These people are rebelling against God. They're destroying their bodies. They're seeking after spiritual, supernatural, hyped up, altered states when God says to be sober-minded. Hey, I hope you're living for Christ today. I hope you're not seeking after drugs or alcohol, money, sex, porn, entertainment, sports, fleshly thrills, whatever it is. Drugs is just one case we're talking about here through sorcery. Are you living for Christ? And that means, are you obeying God's word? Are you born again by the gospel of his shed blood, repentance, and new life, striving in holiness and obedience and ready to endure? Bible says, Jesus said in Matthew 24, those who endure to the end will be saved. Are you ready to endure the great tribulation that's coming? Are you living for Christ today? Are you looking for his coming? This idea of sorcery predicted in the Bible, just another piece to build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. The word of God is true. There'll be great sorcery in the last days. We see it all over. I'll never forget the look in that guy's eyes today. He was crazy. His eyes were as big as saucers. He was twitching. Drugs are so destructive and deceptive. Satan, the enemy, is using them to destroy people. And it will be so in the last days we're approaching. Seek after Christ today. Repent and obey the gospel. This has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Hope that edifies you. Read your Bible. Obey it. Be holy. Come out of this world, this corrupt world. Come out of your false, dead, man-made denominational religion. Seek Christ while he may be found. Hey, till next time, have a glorious day. We got to get down the gospel road. More preaching and witnessing to do to the glory of God. May God be praised.